Welcome to Vote with Power Podcast 87. Today's topic is parents. How will you protect your children from the expanding violence? You know, America has changed. It was a safe place to live when I was a child. Everyone lived in peace and didn't worry much about crime. For most areas of the country, crime was pretty much non-existent. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for your children than we currently have in America today. In America's past, parents didn't worry about their children getting hurt or killed by criminals. They'd worry were their children being hit by a car, catching a life-threatening disease, or eating poison. Other than that, there was very few worries for parents. The safety in two of these was preventable through good parenting. You could always teach your kids to stay out of the road and don't put things in their mouth that they don't know what it is. Today's parents fear the life-threatening behaviors of criminals. These behaviors are expanding all over America. They're becoming more violent and more frequent. These behaviors are harming and killing our children. Living almost anywhere in America in a safe environment is becoming almost impossible. Drug trafficking, gangs, murder, rape, carjackings, bullying are becoming everyday events. Fentanyl is the number one killer of young people to the age of about 45. In addition to death, there are other less tragic events happening that will affect your kids' lives. These events are life-altering and destroying the lives of Americans, such as emotional and psychological fear caused by changes due to the lack of freedom to move around, go out at night, go into the cities, have independence to play at the local parks and recreation centers and unsafe college campuses, and choosing which stores you can even go to buy products. The causes of crime in our society, which for some is acceptance of committing crime. Criminals are let go without punishment or rehabilitation. Criminals are coming across our borders each day, which some of the criminals will end up in your backyard. Even the potentially good immigrants that could become good citizens, they have no job, no income, no food, no clothing, or a place to live. They will turn to crime, which expands the number of criminals, the geography of crimes committed, and the frequency. Lack of the organic family is another cause for our crime. We need education, mentoring, and support for inner-city poor people. Allowing theft in stores is another reason crime is going up. In some states, the law permits a criminal to steal up to $1,000 per visit from a retail store, and they know they won't be stopped or punished. The losers in this situation, because of the theft, are the store owners, the customers, because the prices will have to be raised to replace the stolen items, the low inventory to choose from, the inconvenience of having products locked up in that store, and the fear of going into those stores will drive the neighborhood's retail stores out of business. The question for parents are, is there hope of regaining a safe place to live? Is there a way to stop the crime? Is there a way parents can help solve the crime problem? The answer to all three of these questions is yes. Through increasing policing, backing the police, tightening the laws, enforcing the laws, catching and incarcerating criminals, and educating our youth that crime doesn't pay will start to have a great effect on the amount and frequency and violence of crimes. Two examples of hitting crime hard, which has worked, improved are changes recently in El Salvador, where they had a very criminal-ridden society. Now kids are able to play safely outside, and they've stopped the life-threatening behaviors. That country's youth have regained their freedom. In America, just look at history in New York City. High crime was eradicated by tough approaches from Rudy Giuliani, who was the mayor at the time. After he left office, New York went back to allowing crime, promoting criminals with no bond legislation, and setting them free no matter how many crimes they have committed. Today's New York is a place no one should visit or live. To me, the history of high crime, low crime, high crime cycles is a choice of the leadership. The problem is that politics in our country is so polarizing, full of corrupt ideologies, and lack the democracy that crime will prevail. There are examples all over our nation of George Soros mentality. Elected judges and attorney generals are not just allowing crime, but promoting it. So is crime what the majority of parents want? Will parents allow criminal behavior to remain and grow in their communities? Through restoring our democracy in America, parents can help stop crime from killing our kids. So how can parents help solve that crime and life-threatening problems? Parents first have to hear the calling and recognize and be motivated to select the door they want to open for their children's future. The door to their future currently is one of violent crime, murders, drug deaths, rapes, and closing the freedom in on our lives as citizens. Our government is now making all of our choices: which car to drive, which air conditioner to use, where you can travel, on and on. The other door, which you can open as a parent and help own part of the success, has a labeled vote with power. This door leads to a living in a safe America. One, parents must unite with other parents. Two, they need to share common ground through communication of their common core values, which are many. They need to join the Vote with Power communication loop movement to have a vehicle to stop crime. Parents need to fill out polls and questionnaires about their views, their wants, and their needs, which has to be listened to by our representatives in Washington. Vote with Power organization will gather and consolidate parents' information. From there, the consolidated report will be shared with the elected representatives from each state. From there, we will get feedback from the representatives to what they can and are willing to do and will do to begin stopping the crime. Next, we have the communication loop between the parents and their representatives to give the representatives the parents' ideas, opinions, and ask any questions. Get members of both houses to review consolidated documents that respond with information, questions, and the reason they are legislating and making decisions the way they do. Next is to have parents continue to vote and don't go home and be quiet like they're doing now, but stay informed through our communication loop and stay involved in helping members of Congress represent them, the parents. The loop gathering information process will give parents the voting records and performance reviews of their legislatures. This will provide a better screening tool and stop the current practice of power of being an incumbent. And last, enjoy the return to true representative democracy and safety for every American. If you're a parent and want to open the Vote with Power door and close the current door of crime, For your children's future based on eliminating crime, please go to votewithpower.org, votewithpower.org. Listen to our other podcast and join the movement to stop crime in America. We must unite, stay informed, and stay involved. Once that is accomplished, American freedom will be protected. The communication loop will keep the influence in Washington in the hands of the people, not political parties. The voters must become part of the solution to eradicate the polarizing power of politics over the power of the people. Thank you for sharing your precious time with me today, and please get involved and open door 2 on behalf of your children's future.